Hey, everybody, it's Charlie James, and I don't know if you know this, but you should, and if not, then I am remiss in my duties, but September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and I can never reiterate how important it is for you guys to get out there and get screened. Ladies, get on to your husbands, get on to your significant others, make sure that they get screening. Joining us right now is Dr. Tim Gajewski to join us. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you all?
I'm doing well. Prostate cancer is something very personal to me. I'd lost a dear, dear family member to prostate cancer here about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it is one of those things that guys don't like to talk about the screening. They don't want to do the screening, but it is so necessary, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, it's the number one cancer among men, and about one out of every nine men get diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. So found early, it's very treatable. The blood test is an easy way to screen for prostate cancer. And men shouldn't be afraid. It's a pretty easy test to do. So,
absolutely. I mean, the blood test will, what's the blood test called again?
Yeah, it's called PSA, and that stands for prostate-specific antigen.
The PSA test. Real easy to do. Even the manual test is nothing to be all that concerned about. But what are the treatments? What are the options? New technologies, breakthroughs every single day, it seems like. What are some of the new technologies should, unfortunately, a gentleman be diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Yeah, exactly. For localized prostate cancer, one of the newest innovative methods is called HIFU. It stands for high intensity focused ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And that's something that can be done actually as an outpatient. It's treated by focused heat energy to treat cancer. So certain candidates that have localized early cancer, you know, intermediate grade can be treated with very good results. It's really the only treatment that you could do, you know, as an outpatient, and go home the same day and your treatment's finished. So
that's pretty amazing because, I mean, a prostate cancer diagnosis, that would mean an immediate hospital stay, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Or, you know, another option is radiation, which is still a good option, depending again on the stage, or surgery, right? That even now we do that robotically. I do those surgeries for certain patients where we do something with what's called the Da Vinci, which is a laparoscopic, minimally invasive procedure.
Right. Who is, can you look at a certain guy, a certain segment of the population, certain age group, and say, this is the group that's more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Yes, exactly. We like to screen any man over the age of 50. Mm-hmm. African-Americans are at slightly higher risk, and we'll start screening in that group in the 40s. And really, any man with a family history of prostate cancer should be screened. They should get a baseline study in their 40s, 50 at the latest. So it's very important to differentiate some of those groups.
And this is a yearly thing?
It should be yearly, yes, because sometimes we'll follow people and they don't see them back for 2 or 3 years. And then something is, you know, the cells can morph into something, into a precancerous or cancerous condition. So we do recommend every year.
Absolutely. So who are the best candidates for HIFU?
So HIFU are going to be people that have localized cancer that we don't think is as aggressive, that needs surgery or radiation, and that it can spare the nerve, so it really eliminates or really lowers significantly the possibility of any type of impotence or erectile dysfunction after the procedure.
Have you had personal experience with HIFU?
Yes, I've treated people in several different states. I was out west. I treated people in Colorado and in the Carolinas, and I'm back now in South Carolina offering that in the coastal Carolinas.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. So how can people get in touch with you? Well, first of all, do you do the prostate exam, or would you recommend their personal doctor do that?
Well, the personal doctor can do it, and I get a lot of people referred in from the region, and as long as they have the PSA, and we would do a a very low cost or complimentary type of consultation, and then discuss and determine whether testing needs to be done. And if somebody is diagnosed with prostate cancer already, then we see people in consultation to discuss all these options, including HIFU.
What's the number one question when guys come in and they've been diagnosed?
Well, number one, does it need to be treated? And sometimes we can watch them in very early cases, but some of the ones that are have a volume and we're concerned about progressing, then yes, we really say, hey, go over all the options and talk about which is best for them.
Yeah, this is, and there are options. I mean, it's just like you had mentioned, there are several options for treatment there. But the number one thing, screening, 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 right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Now, what if folks have more questions? They would like to contact your office. Maybe they've been diagnosed and they want to check out HIFU to see if they're right for that procedure. How do folks get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I have an email address I could give you.
It, sure.
It's my name, T, and then Gajewski. Gajewski is always a bit of a tough one, but
yeah.
auclinics.com. That's Atlantic Urology, which we cover the whole Coastal Carolina area. Or there's the national program that coordinates all the treatment for HIFU when those people are being treated. It's HIFU, H-I-F-U, prostateservices.com.
HIFUprostateservices.com. You can check it out there. Well, Doc, I appreciate you being on with us this morning because, again, like I said, this is an issue that's been very dear to me since I lost my uncle a couple of years ago. And it's really the whole prostate screening, whether you're doing the PSA or you're doing the other exam there in the office, it is nothing compared to what you will go through if you are diagnosed with late stage prostate cancer, right?
Absolutely. So, it's can be very painful if you don't get it in time and spreads to the bone. We'd like to avoid that. And unfortunately, we're seeing more of that as screening has kind of curtailed and dropped off a little bit over. So we're trying to reinforce the need for screening. And I appreciate you having me on.
Glad to do it. And let's talk about that. I mean, just because we're under the COVID lockdown and all of those security health procedures that we've got going on, you still need to get that exam.
I think so, yeah. So it's the combination of the exam and the blood test. And at our clinics, we, screen everybody, and we can even do COVID testing for certain people. But we carry out all the precautions, but don't delay. And some people are putting it off with the COVID. So I think that's sometimes a delayed cancer diagnosis and multiple cancers here lately. So it's still very important.
Absolutely. Don't forget, September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Gajewski, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.